30. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Coming up on the Gym Class, we will talk basketball, talk about Iowa and Iowa State coming up tonight in another big game in the state. Texas Arlington at Cedar Falls to take on the UNI Panthers. We'll talk about another big takedown by, don't call us a mid-major, Mo Valley team. We'll also get your thoughts about Iowa and Iowa State. Look back at last night's women's battle between the Cyclones and the Hawkeyes. All that coming up on the Gym Class on KGYM. We'll also update you what happened on the lanes last night. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome into the Gym Class at 4 past 3 on KGYM. Cy-Hawks Series men's turn tonight. Iowa got their first win in Ames since 1989 last night, turning back the Cyclones 61-55. And more on that game coming up tomorrow. Lisa Bluter, Iowa women's basketball coach, will join us at that time. And that will be coming up on tomorrow's edition of the program. We're going to talk some college basketball with you today. We'll do that here in just a little bit. Kevin Lehman will join us. He's going to be on the call tonight of the UNI Texas Arlington game. And if you did, I know there are a lot of sports talk shows out there that do the, you know, cover up the name at the top of the resume list. They do that when they get to March, February, whatever the case may be. If you did the blind cover up the resume test tonight and just put up the four teams going at it, Iowa, Iowa State, Texas, Arlington, and UNI, and just said, I have to tune into one of those games, you would probably tune into the UNI Texas Arlington game coming up tonight. They're both in the top 50 as far as the RPI ratings are concerned. But it is Iowa, Iowa State. It is a rivalry. And there's a lot on the line every year, including this year. A lot like last night's games, except the roles are reversed a little bit. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, that UNI Texas Arlington game is going to be a dandy. Arlington 7-1. They feature a 6'9" senior
who's going to play in the NBA. Forward.
Yeah, he's averaging 23 or 24 points a game. It's going to be a heck of a matchup with Bennett Cook. Should that transpire between the two of those, UNI 6-2 and. As we know, has played a pretty darn good schedule up till now and has survived. But this is going to be a real test for him.
Yeah, it will be. And that'll be a 7 o'clock game tonight. We'll have Iowa and Iowa State at 6:30 tonight at 1600 a.m. We'll join up with the pregame show for a 7:05 tip-off tonight from what should be a very raucous Hilton Coliseum in Ames. And that is the subject of our poll question at KGYMradio.com. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue, Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Pretty simple. Who wins tonight's Cy-Hawk men's game, Iowa or Iowa State? Cyclones favored by 7 last time I looked. Thanks to Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue, Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Go ahead and get a drink, get some supper, watch the game.
In all that order.
How about that?
Or maybe drink, watch game, drink, get a drink. Well, I'm digging myself.
Whatever your preference is.
And then eat. But you can do all three. Or listen to the game right here tonight on 1600 AM. And it is brought to you by Lisa Nolan, Realtor. And should be very interesting coming up tonight. We're going to get you picks after we talk to Kevin Lehman coming up in a little bit. We just don't want you to say Iowa or Iowa State. We want you to say why you pick Iowa or you pick Iowa State. Don't do it right now. But we'll do that coming up a little bit later on. Last night, it was the women's contest between the Cyclones and the Hawkeyes. Iowa coming away with a victory. Led for most of the game. Small lead at halftime. Went out to a little bit of a run in the third quarter. And then, as you knew Iowa State would, they came back furiously. Actually tied it at the end. And had three shots to tie it up. Couldn't get any of the three-pointers to go down. Iowa got some free throws at the end and won by 6.
Terrific win by the Iowa women. It's well documented. The team had not won in Ames since 1989, and I know Lisa Bluter's bunch was very, very thrilled about that. Neither team shot very well. Iowa State really collapsed on Megan Gustafson, especially in the first half. She only got a goal or two in that first half, but responded, had a double-double, and hit some key free throws down the stretch to allow the Iowa women to go to 9-1 and win. You know, Bill Fenley, I think, coached a pretty good game, as did Lisa Bluter. That's almost 11,000 people over there for that game, at least reportedly, in the box score. And I'm sure there were. It's always tough. Tough in Ames, and if Iowa can get away with a victory, as I said, I know they're thrilled.
Big win for Iowa as far as the RPI. Yeah, Iowa State is down a little bit this year. The Cyclones, I think, are 3-5 now as far as women's basketball is concerned. Really hurt Iowa State because they don't have a resume-building win yet in the non-conference and aren't going to have a chance to probably get one before Big 12 play starts. And it's going to be an uphill struggle for Bill Fenley's troops this year. But on the other hand, Iowa, which of course had one of their recruits, Jemiah Houston, decide not to play basketball before the season started, just ahead of the season. Young freshman out of Davenport North had another transfer after last year, and people were thinking, well, what's it going to be this year? And so far, so good. And it doesn't hurt when Megan Gustafson's throwing double-doubles up there left and right, but it's still not a very deep team for Iowa, but the 7 or 8 they play are pretty darn good.
It's a nice complimentary cast. Mackenzie Meyer out of Mason City. And folks like Hannah Stewart getting Taniya Davis back at the point guard position is very helpful. Alexis Civilian and Doyle also nice pieces to this team. I'll be interested to see how the Big Ten conference race goes. But so far, so good for the Iowa women, 9 out of 10.
Yeah. Yep, and they get the victory in that one tonight.
And who are we talking to tomorrow?
Lisa Bluter.
Okay.
We'll be talking to Lisa Bluter coming up tomorrow on the program here. About 3:15 or so, right ahead of the picks coming up tomorrow. Your chance to win a $30 gift card from Carl and Ernie's coming up tomorrow. Today in the program, we got another pair of tickets to see the Rough Rider game on Saturday night. Rough Riders take on Chicago at 7:05 on Ugly Sweater Night. You get a bid on their sweaters that they're going to be wearing during the game. Ugly Sweater Weekend, by the way. They are at home Friday and Saturday against the Chicago Steel. So, should be very, very fun, very interesting. And if you got your eyeballs on one of those ugly sweaters, go ahead and put a bid on one because it goes to a great, great cause. Check them out, kgymradio.com, or at the writer's website. We encourage you to do so at this time. 319-366-1600. Dubuque Saturday?
Yes. Chicago Friday, Dubuque Saturday.
Well, I got errant information here. Mm. All right. I'll take your word for it. Chicago Friday and the Dubuque Fighting Saints coming up on Saturday. Chicago Friday. Boy. Want to take over, Mark? Go ahead.
No, I'm good.
3, 2, 1, go. We're going to talk to Kevin Lehman coming up here in just a little bit. We mentioned the UNI game tonight. We mentioned the Iowa State game tonight. And we're getting closer and closer. Yeah, the Big Ten has already started in their play as far as the conferences are concerned. But a lot of them will get underway in the next 7 to 10 days or so. And that's when things start to get really good as far as college basketball is concerned.
319-366-1600, our Hertzing and Stocker Jeweler text line. And our phone line, Kyle Mann, across the glass, producing today's show. Hertzing and Stocker Jeweler in downtown Cedar Rapids. Iowa City. I'm sorry. And
it's catchy today.
Yeah, it is. And a text from complimenting the Cornell men's basketball team winning against Grinnell. And every time I see a Grinnell box score, I dive into it.
Have you ever watched them?
Yes, I have. I've covered David Arsenal, the coach. I covered a game at Co. A few years ago, and it's crazy.
Oh, it's the darndest thing you've ever seen.
They spend 10 seconds launching a shot. That's too long. I mean, it is just a crazy, crazy thing to see. It's three-point attempt after three-point attempt. And the other team, you know, plays that tempo as well because that's the way it goes.
No one's really ever tried to slow it down on them. And they'll actually at times go 3-on-5. Then they'll go 2-on-5 sometimes on defense. It is, if you've never seen it, the craziest thing you've ever seen as far as basketball is
concerned. Cornell beat them out in Mount Vernon last night, 114 to 111. Grinnell took 52 three-point shots.
Whatever works for you, man.
I got to believe the kids just love that
style.
Oh,
they do love it. Huh? They love it. Remember a few years ago when they had set the all-time record?
Yes.
Individual record. Yeah, like I said, if you ever have the opportunity to go out and see Grinnell College play basketball, and you're a basketball fan, it might it'll take a little while for you to get used to. And there'll be a couple times that you're just going to hide your face and go, I can't watch this anymore. But you do. You end up watching 98.8% of it. But it is just, and ladies and gentlemen, go above and beyond that. Not only watch it, I didn't do it, but I've talked to guys that have had to cover and broadcast the Grinnell game. I was just there watching that night. But, yeah, that's not easy. That is not easy. And they said, basically, we don't even keep stats. We just rely on the statisticians to come through because there's no way you look down, you're going to miss three things.
Despite scoring 114, Cornell took only 11 three-point shots.
They'll let you get a lot of good looks inside.
Vinny Curta from Grinnell had 44. Craig Engel, former Metro Prep, had a nice game, 24 for Cornell.
Yeah. Former Marion Indian out there.
I just had to throw that out, and thanks for the text, because it just is so entertaining.
Entertaining for some?
48-15 on the text line. Players playing against don't like it.
Mind-bending for others. It is something out there.
Is Loyola Marymount like that? Or is Grinnell even more high-speed?
No, Grinnell is more. It's not even the same type.
Yeah.
Like I said, because Grinnell at times will just have two guys just stand at the center line. And you're going, what are they doing? They're getting
they want to trade 2 for 3.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If they figure, and that's the coaching strategy, and that is the way they think with Coach Arsenal out there, 3 is going to beat 2. So we'll give you the 2 if we can come down and get 3. And our 10 threes are going to beat your 22s. So it makes sense in a little bit of a strange way.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can see where he comes from. Yeah. But it's something you got to see. It's something that you got to see out there. 16 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here in the gym class on KGYM. Go ahead and vote on our poll question at KGYMradio.com. We encourage you to do so. We'll get your texts and phone calls coming up a little bit later on. As far as Iowa and Iowa State tonight, who is going to win the big Cy-Hawk matchup and why are they going to win it? You can also vote at KGYMradio.com. We'll have those hockey tickets to give away as well, and we'll all do that before 4 o'clock. But we're going to take a break, come back. When we do, Kevin Lehman will join us. We'll talk about the Hawks and the Cyclones. We'll talk about the Panthers and UT Arlington coming up tonight as well when we return after this here on KGYM.
Great gift ideas come from Iowa Book with one-of-a-kind gifts from your one-of-a-kind bookstore. This season, give a T-shirt or sweatshirt with your own designer photo. Or choose from the dozens of university-approved Hawkeye designs. Iowa Book's custom shirt department operates 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Iowa Book also offers a postal substation and free gift wrap. Downtown Iowa City, across from the Old Capitol.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free when you text the word SIZE to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text SIZE to 797979. Text SIZE to 797979.
Back with you at 319 on the Gym Class Thursday edition here on KGYM. All kinds of basketball in the state coming up tonight. Iowa and Iowa State coming your way at 6:30 on 1600 AM. John Walters and Eric Heft on the call of that one here this evening. We got girls' high school basketball coming up tonight as well, 107.5, 106.3 FM, Solon entertaining at West Branch. That will come up to at 7:30 on the FMs this evening. He will be at Cedar Falls tonight. Joins us right now, Kevin Lehman, and he'll be on the call for the Panthers and UT Arlington from McLeod Center coming up tonight. And Kevin, I know that's a biggie, and before we talk about that, we got Iowa and Iowa State going on tonight as well. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm sitting here at courtside at the McLeod Center right now, looking across the court at Gary Rima as he's setting up his radio show.
Oh, wave to him for us, will you?
Well, he's pretty busy. He gets very intense at these games, as you know.
Make sure you say hi to him from us, okay?
I will. I think he's practicing his kabooms right now.
Hey, we hope there's a lot of kabooms tonight for the UNI.
They're going to need them, guys, because this UT Arlington team, talk about a team under the radar. This is a really, really good team. 27 wins last year. They got a kid named Kevin Hervey that's projected to be a second-round NBA pick, can score over the court. So this will be a big challenge, and I can tell because Coach Jake's a little nervous. Usually he kind of relaxes and sits with me before practice, and we talk. He was up on his toes walking, paced up and down the court all day today.
Interesting. Well, let's stay on UNI. The Panthers and the rest of the Missouri Valley. We'll get to that coming up here in just a little bit. First of all, any change as far as Wyatt Lohaus's availability tonight?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked, Scott, because, yeah, Wyatt Lohaus will play today. The first guy off the bench is going to be Austin Fife and Spencer Holdman, but then Wyatt Lohaus will be in that rotation. Not going to use him at point guard. Going to use him as a backup two guard to Isaiah Brown, but as you guys know from watching Wyatt Lohaus play, he really has a settling effect on this team. I think they're going to really, it might be tough tonight, but I think eventually he's going to really settle this team in.
Kevin, how do you suppose you and I will defense Hervey?
Well, I talked to Jake about that. You know, they played UNLV last week, and they had Justin, the JUCO All-American that Iowa State badly wanted, but he plays 15 feet in now. Hervey can shoot the three. When I talked to Coach Cross, their coach, he said the best thing about Kevin Hervey is he makes everyone around him better. He's that chess piece. He's kind of like a George Niang. You can move him all over the court. He can make threes. If he gets doubled, he's going to pass the open man. So one of the things Coach Jake said, we have to double him right away and not give him a chance to look at the court, because this kid is really, really talented. I've watched him on game video a few times. He's going to be a huge challenge. He may be the best player to come in McLeod this year other than Truan Blewett, who's coming in next week for Xavier.
Yeah, yeah. I was just going to say, schedule doesn't soften up any for you and I. But, you know, this recipe is what Ben Jacobson has followed, and it's paying dividends in the past. It's paying dividends again this year.
Well, Scott, what's happened now, this is a high RPR game because Arlington has moved up to the top 40 in the RPI. You and I is right around 27, 28. So when you talk about postseason bids and not if you don't win your conference tournament and the Valley being a two-bid league, this is a huge game for Northern Iowa and for the Valley.
I was just going to say, two-bid league, and there's a long way to go, yes, but another big feather in the cap for the Valley last night is Loyola went down to Gainesville and beat Florida last night. So that's a big win for the conference and a big win for the Ramblers.
Well, Loyola led the entire game, and I watched the end of that game. I just told the guys up here, if you're a mid or a high major Power 5 team, there's three teams in the Valley you don't want to ever see on your schedule. That'd be Northern Iowa, Loyola, and I think I would put Valpo in that top three group too. And Valpo's at Purdue tonight, guys. So we're going to find out if they're for real. One of the last nine undefeated teams standing is Valpo, and they go into Mackey Arena for Purdue. So the Valley has played some people, and they've had some success.
Well, outside the Valley, Ball State beat Notre Dame as well. So it's not uncommon these days, Kevin.
Well, there's a lot of talent been around, guys. And, you know, the one-and-dones, I think people are starting to find out you have to be an old team to be successful. And that's one of the scary things about this Arlington team, Mark, is they've got in their top nine, eight are seniors or graduate students. So this is an old team, this Arlington team that understands how to win on the road. They've already won at BYU. They led Alabama the entire game and lost by one. So really good battle tonight here.
Gonna dip into your pregame, Kevin. Keys for both teams last night or tonight.
Well, for you and I, they've got to control. They got to find a way to deal with Hervey, and they've got to stop their point guard Eric Neal in transition, which they've done a good job of because Neal leads the nation in assists at 10.5 a game. And if you're Arlington, you've got to be able to execute in a half court, Mark, because everybody wants to run, but when you come in to play Northern Iowa, they're not going to let you run. So you have to be able to execute your half-court offense to be successful. So we'll see if this team can do that and if the Panthers have an answer for Hervey.
Interesting. Well, going on in Ames will be Iowa and Iowa State, and they are on different floors, on different elevators, going in different directions right now, with Iowa going on off the 0-2 start in the Big Ten. And Iowa State winning five in a row, but it's a rivalry game, so you throw all that out, right?
Oh, no question. And I was thinking about this today, guys. Last year when this game ended, and you would have said, okay, Iowa loses Peter Jock, Iowa State loses Monte Morris, Deontay Burton, Matt Thomas, Nazmi Trulong. It was a no-brainer who's going to be a better team this year. But that's not the way this thing is shaking out. And, you know, this Iowa team still trying to find some identity. And going to Hilton Coliseum is not the place where you're going to find your identity. That's the most difficult venue in the country to play. So we'll see if the Hawks can grow from those two losses to Penn State and the one in Indiana.
Iowa State with a lot of strength on the perimeter. Kevin, you expect Iowa to maybe look at a zone or something like that? Because the matchups just don't look good.
Well, no, they don't. We know this is a guard-oriented basketball, college basketball, you got to have good guards. And you look at Iowa State, they really have played with three-point guards with Nick Wheeler-Babb, Donovan Jackson, and Lindell Wingington. And, guys, I'm starting to call Steve Prohm the point guard whisperer. Because look what he's had, Isaiah Cannon, Cameron Payne, Monte Morris, and now he's taken Nick Wheeler-Babb and moved him to a point guard position and is turned their entire November-December season around. So if you're Iowa, and tell me what you guys think. I think Iowa's a team that's trying to play fast, but they're not very good at it right now. They're throwing the ball over the court. They don't have what I would call a true point guard. They have a combo guard in Bohannon, and they got to use Mesha Daly now as another combo guard. Ellingson's a shooter. They just don't have the passers to play fast. Now, maybe that will develop as the season goes on. So tonight's game, you know, in Hilton, it's a game of runs, and in Hilton, because of the atmosphere, those runs become longer. So you have to find a way to stop that by either scoring at the rim or getting to the free throw line. I don't think the three-point shot stops the run. You got to throw it inside, score at the rim, get fouled, slow the game down that way.
Well, whatever the case is, Iowa just looks like a team that just doesn't have their mojo going right now. Whether it's going too fast, not shooting well from the outside, not defending real well, and 0-2 start translates from that in the Big Ten Conference. There's still plenty of time to turn it around, but this is a pretty darn big game tonight as far as RPI, because Iowa's mired in the 200s right now.
Yeah, and, you know, when you look at Iowa, Peter Jock must have been a, you know, we know he was led the Big Ten in scoring, and I think we kind of always said he wasn't a great defender, but we're underestimated the impact of Peter Jock. I don't think Iowa has an alpha dog right now. It was Jock last year because he could get you points in a hurry. And I think Tyler Cook's trying to be that, but he's turned the ball over. But if you look at that team, and I saw them up close at the Cayman Islands, they just don't have a guy who's going to step up and be the alpha dog and say, give me the ball, I'm going to make plays, and I'm going to win the game for you. And part of that, guys, is because this is a really young team. You know, usually your seniors do that for you. This team, other than Dom Yule, doesn't have a senior that's going to step up and say, this is my last time through. This is my last time in Hilton. Give me the ball. I'm going to win this game for you. And that's one of the things that has to develop in this Iowa squad.
How about, we're talking to Kevin Lehman here at 329 on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Iowa State has won five in a row, conversely. And like you said, 3-point guards kind of on the floor for this Iowa State team. They're also shooting it pretty well from 3-point land, especially Wiggington. And I imagine they're going to let him fly tonight unless Iowa gets out there and puts a hand up or anything like that. But has that been the reason for Iowa State's turnaround, or can you kind of pinpoint something else?
Well, I really think moving Nick Weiler-Babb that point guard position, because his stats have been phenomenal. They're Monte Morris-esque-like with his assist to turnover. He's got 52 assists to just 15 turnovers, and it's taken the freshman Wiggington and probably taken some pressure off him, where now he can catch in the wing because, Scott, he is physically strong and can get to the rim, can draw contact, get the free throw line, and it frees up Donovan Jackson just to hunt shots, which he is really good at. So that little tweak by Steve Prohm has really helped this Iowa State team. Now, their schedule has not been great, guys. They have not played Big 12 caliber teams yet. So to play against Iowa, I think, will be another good test for them. And this is a strange thing to say, but I think the more physical game they let this game be, the more it helps Iowa State. Because if they're playing, if they're calling ticky-tack fouls inside, Cameron Lard, Solomon Young, they're going to run out of, they won't be able to play. They're going to be on the bench with foul problems. So the more physical game, the more they let contact go on, the better it is for Iowa State because they can keep that short bench in the game.
Kevin, I wonder how much importance fans should place on November and December games. And I ask you that in light of several results, including last night, Washington beats Kansas by 9, going in as a 22-point underdog. Folks leaving the building early. Bill Self said, I would have done the same. How much importance should fans place on these early games?
Well, if you're Washington or you're Loyola, who wins at Florida, I think it's huge for that fan base because it gives you hope for Washington's rebuilding a program. Now, Iowa State, Iowa, that's, you know, that's a bragging rights game. So you could play that anytime, and it's going to have a high impact. But, and Mark, you have to look at different ways. If you're a mid-major team, like the Valley teams, you've got to accumulate some wins in November, December over Power 5 teams to get your RPI up, because you're not going to get a high RPI playing within the league. In the Big Ten, you can raise that RPI because the Big Ten teams you're going to face, but you got to win those games. And the same thing with the Big 12. So I think that's why it's a different perspective, November, December games, because you know Kansas, Mark, they're going to shake this off. They're going to run through the Big 12, and they're going to be a top 10 team when this all shakes out.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the top 10, top 25 so far, Duke, I think you can make a case that they've been the most dominant team so far as college basketball. I would put up Villanova maybe as the second team so far. Still undefeated, one of those nine anyway, and seeing them against UNI, I thought they'd drop off a little bit, but I'm really impressed by Villanova so far again this year.
Well, they got big, strong backcourt, guys. And, you know, I told you to look at Notre Dame, and then they got spanked at Michigan State. Of course, Florida's going to drop. Wichita State, there's another team I think we need to keep an eye on. And Cincinnati that we saw in the Caymans, they got blasted by Xavier. So it's another one of those years where I think it's going to be, when it shakes all out, there's going to be maybe 12 teams that have a chance to win this NCAA tournament title. But right now, I got to give Duke as my favorite.
Yeah, I think everybody's going to have Duke. And speaking of Cincinnati Xavier, bad things happen every time they play. I mean, yeah, you got to play because they're in the same city, but man alive, this thing is just getting uglier and uglier every year now. Now you got coaches and players going at it.
Well, you got two really high intense coaches. It's a little bit like Fran McCaffrey on both sides of the court when those two teams match up. And you know, and what's interesting about tonight's game, guys, there's always somebody in this Iowa State-Iowa series that has an out-of-body experience. you remember, we go back to LaFesta Rhodes at 54, but remember 2 years ago when Jared Uthoff had 30 in the first half at Hilton.
And zero in the second half.
Yeah. And then 3 years ago, remember Abdul Nader got the start and knocked a bunch of threes in at Carver-Hawkeye when Iowa State came in and got that win, and George Nang was throwing kisses to the crowd. So somebody's going to step up in this game tonight that's unexpected.
Well, last year was very unexpected because everyone thought Iowa State was just going to walk in and put up any kind of score they wanted to against the Hawkeyes, and it kind of went out on the court like that, and Iowa played very, very tough, and I anticipate Iowa playing tough again tonight. I don't know if they're going to have the firepower to win this thing, but I think it's going to be a fun game tonight.
Well, I really do. I'm with you, Scott, because you know, there's nothing more dangerous than a wounded animal. This is a wounded Iowa team. They're searching for answers. Someone's going to have to step forward and be that alpha dog that I talked about and put this team on their back. Now, maybe Nicholas Bear can do it. He's been injured, and now he's back. Tyler Cook, somebody has to step up and say, hey, and rally this team. Because I think, as we all know, they have the talent. I mean, this is a long, deep team, but they've just struggled at both ends of the court to get any consistency and continuity, and they're kicking the ball over the court. You cannot go into Hilton and turn it over, or you're going to be chasing those guards downhill.
Did LeVar Ball do Steve Alford a great favor or a disservice?
Well, Mark, I think if you've coached, you've been in those shoes, I'm sure Steve Alford is really excited about that move. But I feel sorry for LeVar's son, because this kid's not going to get drafted.
Well, he's not even a G League player, is he?
He's going to be in the G League. He's going to go overseas. I mean, who's going to take a chance on this guy who hasn't played for a year and has a little bit of a checkered background by making bad decisions? And you got a dad that's a pain in the butt. So I feel really bad for the son.
How about the youngest son? I mean, he's not even going to have high school ball. They want him to go right into playing overseas and getting ready for the NBA, as they say, that way. But, boy, I think this is I've never been a fan of this family, and I think it's just another wrong move.
Well, you guys have been around basketball enough to know that the worst thing about it, especially at the high school and junior high level, are the parents. Because they get too close and too emotional in the situation. And LeVar Ball, man, cut the cord and let your sons grow up to be men.
Mm. Yeah. All right, Kevin, let's put you on the spot and make some predictions for games in Cedar Falls and Ames tonight.
Well, in Ames, I really going to give the edge to Iowa State, because I think those guards in the Hilton Magic is going to be too much for Iowa to overcome, an Iowa team that's still searching. If they had played better at Indiana and against Penn State, I'd have more faith in the Hawks. I still think this is a team that's trying to find themselves, so I'm giving Iowa State the edge. And, boy, tonight's game, boy, this is a pick-em tonight, but I think you and I with Bennett Cook, this is a you and I team, guys. I've seen them a lot. They have a great balance of inside-outside. And their point guard position is getting a little more solid with McLeod, and hopefully with Lohouse back, it'll help that backcourt. So I look for this to be a really close game in Cedar Falls, but you and I to pull it out.
I'm with you. I'm with you on those two predictions. And you and I think their defense is going to win this game tonight. And they're deeper now with Lohouse back. Get Fife. Get him healthy as well, then go 8, maybe 9 now, and I like that backcourt with Pickford and company, and I think it's going to be a UNI night too.
Well, Pickford's been a game changer, because even against UNLV, he gets that big offensive rebound. He got 2 in that game. He's been able to do it every game where he crashes and gets an offensive rebound. He's leading the nation as far as 6'4 and under players in rebounding, Taiwan Pickford. So that freshman has been a huge pickup for you and I, and Clint Carlson has become the leader of this team. We didn't see that last year, but I'm seeing that out of Clint Carlson this year. That's really, I think their roles really fit well together, Scott, for this UNI team. They're starting to kind of fall in place.
Yep. Well, it'll be fun in both venues tonight, and you'll be on the call up at Cedar Falls. Have a good one. Tell Rima hi, and we'll talk to you next week.
It's too bad that these two games are the same night because we got two good ones going on. It's going to be hard to watch both.
Yeah. All right. Hey, appreciate it, Kevin. Thanks.
All right, guys. Have a great one.
Kevin Lehman joining us today. Check him out. Give him a follow. Kevin Lehman Sports at Twitter, and our college basketball expert here on KGYM at 338. Should I get some college football news in as well? Josh Jackson is at the College Football Awards show tonight. And there's another thing that's going on tonight. Well, he's one of the finalists for the Thorpe Award. Also, Kirk Ferentz is down there because he's going to be presented an award tonight for the Wave that, of course, has been widely publicized. It is going to be the Disney Sports Spirit Award. Kirk is going to accept that. That is for the Wave that goes on after the first quarter up to the Stead Children's Hospital.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. And something very near and dear to the heart, of course, of Kirk Ferentz and all the Iowa football families.
So. And opponents embraced it as well.
Absolutely.
It went viral.
Absolutely. So kudos to them. And so they will be down there coming up tonight. Let's see. It's 3:39. It's high time we talked a little bowling with you. And our bowling update, our wrap-up of the night that was, is brought to you by May City Bowl, Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Well, there are just nights that you tip your hat to the opponent. And I think we endured one of those last night.
And last night was one of them, yeah. KBO Catering, we were tied with that team going in, and KBO got 3 out of the 4 points, 2 out of the 3 games. We got the last game somehow, some way. No thanks to me. Had a lousy night.
We've all been there.
But you had a good night. Others had a pretty decent night as well, but just got beat. And that sometimes happens. So we fall to 31-24, fifth in the mature Evergreen League. And but things are bunched up on the left side of the standings.
They are very much bunched up. And by the way, special honorable mention going out this week to, it was a brooder day yesterday. We talked about Jeff.
Yeah.
In the morning.
Yeah.
Mike Bruner for us last night, first career 600 series. He edged me.
Well, he crushed you by.
He crushed me 606 to 605. Last night, but we were all kind of in the background going, I wonder if he knows what's happening here.
It's like calling out a guy on a no-hitter,
yep.
You know.
You don't go up and say anything, but Mike needed a mark in the 10th in the last game to get the 6, and he came through.
Yeah, his brother Jeff with a 782 yesterday in one of the morning leagues, and could have used you, Jeff, last night.
Still might not have helped.
Still might not have helped. But some good scores last night in the league. Brian Moore, who we oppose next week, 279 and 760.
Buzz was tickled, by the way, that you will be there next week.
Well, that's I'm scheduled to be there.
You're scheduled
I'm
to be
scheduled
there.
To be
oh,
there,
you
yeah.
better be there. I can't be there next week.
Mike Bryce, 765, top series in the league. Bill Colhavey with a 278 game. Nice bowling Bill as well. By the way, Bill bowls for Union Station, and up until last night, the Rusty Nails had the high series in the league, and Union Station obliterated that by about 130 pins. Bill had a 732 series.
I hope they got four.
Daryl Bentley, former very good basketball player at Cedar Rapids Prairie, 695. Vic Keys, 674. Mike Palumbo, 679. They were good last night.
Better got all four, guys. Gentlemen.
They did.
Good. All right. Not good for their opponents.
Nope. We'll try it again next week. That'd be week 15 out of May City Bowl. And if you have any, it's holiday season. You might want to stop in the pro shop out there, visit Andy Dirks, or inquire about open bowling, company party, holiday party, whatnot. 362-0136. is the phone number. Website, MayCityBowlsCR.com.
Yeah, they got some advertised specials I was looking at last night out there. Mm-hmm. So stop on by and ask them about that and see if you can take the family bowling over the holidays. So nothing better than going out and taking the family bowling, right?
Not at all.
Good night of activity out there. All right, 3:43, we're going to take a break, come back, and as we go to break, going to give you an opportunity to pick up tickets to see the Rough Riders in action coming up on Saturday night against Dubuque. They play Chicago Friday, Dubuque Saturday. It is Ugly Sweater Night. Your chance to bid on those jerseys coming up on Saturday right after the game. We encourage you to do so. It goes to a great cause. And we got tickets to give away right now. Caller number 6, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. When we come back, we're going to take your texts, your phone calls. Who's going to win tonight, Iowa or Iowa State, and why? We'll do that when we come back. May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
There it is, the brand spanking new Holy Mother of Awesome 4K Ultra HD TV. With a gazillion pixels of super crisp resolution, you can see it in your living room. And then you see the price. Your hopes are officially dashed. Don't let those big box retailers give you static. Swing by Rent-A-Center or go to rentacenter.com and get the big brands you want for small payments you can afford. All without credit. Rent-A-Center. Big brands. Small payments. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
That's the sound of your in-laws' cat perched over your bed at 3 a.m. You wanted to save money this holiday, so you settled for their house. Now you're staring into the eyes of pure evil. If you booked a hotel on Priceline, you could have saved up to 60%. That's up to $120 a night. Plus, you'd be in your own comfortable, cat-free room. Save up to 60% on hotels when you book on Priceline and get the deals you won't find anywhere else.
Express deals are different. Exact hotel shown only after booking.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will. Because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out CarpentersUnionApprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
Get a financial education Monday mornings at 7:20 on the gym during Corridor Money Matters featuring Tryon Investments. Learn even more at TryonInvestments.com.
We are back. Thanks for the phone calls, 3:46, and Sean at Cedar Rapids is our winner. So congratulations to Sean. He's going to go see the Rough Riders coming up on Saturday night. Ugly Sweater Weekend. In accordance with the holidays, of course, and the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders taking on Chicago and Dubuque coming up this weekend. More chances to win with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming up. You're going to have your chance to win a $50 gift certificate to use towards something special for the holidays to put under the tree, put in the stocking, whatever the case may be, from Hertina Stocker Jewelers. They are located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City.
Folks weighing in on the text line on tonight's Iowa-Iowa State game in Ames. Also, Bob and Amanda making a comment about bowling that we should be getting better as we get older, right?
Maybe. But as you mentioned to me before we got started, there will be a text sooner or later from the Sunshine State wondering what the heck we are doing to the shiny record that we had when he was bowling with us. He's happy now because Tennessee got their guy today.
Yeah, Rusty can go out and play golf and forget about it. You know, we can't. 11:56 from a Hawkeye fan. Iowa State wins because of dreaded droughts and turnovers.
Dreaded droughts.
32-25, Iowa State because of much better coaching. No brainer. Okay. 74-90, Iowa State wins. Why? When is the last time Iowa went to Ames and won? Enough said.
Good question. I'm going to look that up.
Okay. You can also weigh in KGYMRadio.com. Who wins tonight's game, Iowa or Iowa State? And we'll give you the results here as soon as they total. Right now it's a small sample size, but Iowa State unanimously.
Ah, interesting.
Cyclones favored by 7. Last time in Ames, Scott? Have you determined?
I haven't got there yet. It's a new website, Mark. And, you know, the last one, as is with most websites, was very easy to navigate. And this one, you've got about 750 things here that
pop ups.
You got to go through, and you don't know where anything is, and blah, blah, blah.
84.93. I'm on my way to Ames now.
Thanks for
Cyclones
listening.
Cyclones in a close one. Thanks, Evan.
That's last year's media guide.
1270. Do we have what happened to the hardbound issues? We just look at the table of contents, and we already found it by now.
Oh, my God.
1279, we, parentheses, the Hawkeyes, won't win until someone decides to, quote, unquote, be the man.
Be the man. That's what Kevin Lehman was saying.
Alpha male. Alpha player, what do you, alpha something he used.
Yeah. He used something of that ilk. Well, we found the media guide, Mark, so we're gaining.
We got 8 minutes left in the program, Scott. So the pressure's on.
There we go. I'm gaining. There we go. Okay. Let's see. Iowa won in Iowa City. Last Iowa win was in December 7th, 2012. So exactly 5 years ago tonight in Iowa City. Iowa State has won 3 in a row in this particular series. Last win in Ames, 2003. And that was the NIT game, if you recall. 54-53, Iowa won. The last regular season win was 2001. 78-53, Iowa won that one.
Not quite as long as the Iowa win, but long enough.
Long, if you're an Iowa fan, long enough. Indeed.
66-57, no reason, but Hawks win tonight in an upset. We'll call it by 3.
Boy, I just think a lot of things have to go right for that to happen.
58-04, I've got the Hawkeyes in overtime. Oh, wait a minute. That was my football prediction. Never mind.
44,
you're spot on there.
44-41. I will say this. I think it's going to go with the over tonight. I think it's 152 for the over-under. And I would be putting, you know, we don't condone any type of gambling on this program. But I think I'd go with the over tonight with that one. Let's go to Wally with his thoughts about Iowa State. Hi, Wally.
Well, before I start, hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Before I start on that, do you guys use house balls or
Wally.
You know, I used to bowl in the May City Majors, and there were some really good bowlers in that league. It was on Friday night. Somebody was always rolling 700s and, you know, 279s and this and that, but
well, we don't use rental clubs at the golf course either, Wally.
Yeah, I don't either, but I just had to give you a hard time about that. But anyway, as far as the Hawks go in basketball, it seems like one of the other guards gets hot from three-point land, and then they double down. Whoever we're playing doubles down on that guard, and it makes them impossible for the guys to get out in the open. And, you know, we don't really have a true point guard that can penetrate and force the other team to play one-on-one. You know, I hope I know where I'm going with this, but, you know, we just really don't. But when those guys are hot, Ellington and Bohannon, those guys are, you know, they're as good as anybody in the country. But I don't know what to think about tonight. And our forward / power forward, Cook,
yep.
Man, that guy's, he gets up off the ground faster than Mighty Mouse. So, but anyway, I'm a Hawkeye fan. I'll go with the Hawks.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
All right. You guys.
353 here in the program, 319-366-1600. Who wins tonight, Iowa or Iowa State? Why do you pick them?
1960, Iowa will not win until they learn to play defense. They're still young. 66-65, Cyclones by 25.
Oh, that's a pretty wide margin. I think Iowa's going to try something tonight.
Will Iowa cover at least?
Six?
The spread's seven.
No. I'm thinking about 10. 9, 10, 11, right in there. Maybe some free throws late, but I think you're going to see some things from Fran McCaffrey tonight. Why not? I think you may see a little bit of Macy Daly go in there, play a little point guard. I think you're going to try to see Jordan Bohannon go to the off guard a little bit more tonight. Maybe have him come off some screens. You're going to see whoever. Doesn't matter if it's Macy Daly. Doesn't matter if it's Jordan Bohannon. Doesn't matter who. Brady Ellingson. Iowa State's going to bring pressure with Wigginton, and he's a little bit more of a physical factor than Monte Morris was last few years. Nothing against Monte Morris, who is terrific, but Wigginton's just a different type of player, and that seems to be the recipe against Iowa lately, is to try to muscle up those guards out there, try to tire them out a little bit. What is it? You cut off the head of the snake, the rest of the snake is going to die, and that's kind of the way it's been for opponents of Iowa.
91-40 on the text line. Iowa gets a first half lead and blows it down the stretch. Ryan from Walford, I really like Daly at the point. The offense ran so much better in the second half at Indiana. I like Iowa State in a close one, 83-79.
That's over. I think you're going to see a different lineup from Iowa tonight, too.
60-15, start bringing Jordan off screens and we'll dominate. Hawks by one.
Dominate by one?
Michael and CR, I think Fran might change some lineup tonight, like
you
said, Scott.
Yep.
Daly didn't look terrible running the point, and Brady Ellingson went off running at the three position.
I like Bear coming off the bench. I really like Bear coming off the bench. Sixth man of the year last year in the Big Ten. And Iowa State's dealing with a little bit of injuries. Iowa State has to stay out of foul trouble tonight in this ball game.
I think one aspect that we haven't really talked about is Ryan Kreener. He's injured.
Yep.
And he had some really good minutes a couple, three games ago. And I think he's a guy that's got some experience in the middle that can help this ball club. But I don't know that he's available tonight either.
Yeah, he's going. He had a little bit of a is it a little bit of a concussion? There is no such thing as a little bit of a concussion. So that's why he missed the Indiana game. I have not read or heard anything about his availability tonight. So just for the sake of having it be a good game, I hope he is available tonight. I think he'll make it better.
69-59. How much are the Hawks missing Christian Williams, who transferred out?
A lot. Especially now with Connor McCaffrey not being able to play. Don't have a backup true point guard. And, you know, McCaffrey, yeah, he would have been a true freshman, but a 6'6 point guard to take a look over some defenses caused a lot of matchup problems. But I think it's going to be interesting tonight. And like Kevin Lehman said a little bit earlier on, some strange things happened during Iowa and Iowa State. Don't see anyone going for 54 tonight, but you never know. Didn't see LaFesta Rhodes going for 54 that fateful night either.
Cyclone Tim, Iowa will be the Golden State Warriors in the first half and the Sixers in the second.
The old Sixers? Because the new Sixers are doing okay. Yeah. They just traded Jahlil Okafor, though, to the Brooklyn Nets. All right, who wins? Who's your pick?
Iowa State.
I'm going to go with Iowa State as well. So we'll see how it all plays out. We'll talk about it coming up, wrap it up tomorrow on the program. Lisa Bluner will join us, Iowa women's basketball coach, fresh off of Iowa's win over Iowa State last night. Carl and Ernie's pick six coming your way tomorrow as well. That will be on the Friday edition of the Gym Class starting off at 3. We got another pair of tickets to the Cedar Rapids Rough Rider game on Saturday night against Dubuque. That will be coming up as well. Stay tuned. More Iowa State talk with the Todd Brommel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next until 7 o'clock, 6:30 on 1600 AM. And then we'll break away for pregame coverage. Enjoy the games tonight. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150.